Christine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Philip. How are you?
You are not a number. And if you have to be a number, you refuse to be your husband's number.
Well, I mean, Philip, you know, the PPS number you're talking about, I did hear the lady last Friday. She mentioned that she wasn't informed that her PPS number was being changed. Well, when I went down to get the new public service card, they did tell me that my number would be changed, but I might have to wait for a month before I got the card with the new number.
Because you had lost pre-whatever it was, 1990 or 1982.
Yes, yeah.
You had lost your own number and had taken your husband's number.
Yeah, they gave it to you automatically when you got married, and I was married in 76. So it turns out anyway that when the new card came in, I still had the old number. And you have to actually get it activated. And when I got it activated, I did ask, why had I got the old number back? I thought I was getting the new number. And he said, no, not everybody was getting a new number. Only some people were getting a new number. Now, I don't know why. So I made a joke and said, well, maybe they think that, you know, I'm too old to be bothered giving me a new number at this stage or whatever it was. But anyhow, it's just that I just feel at this stage, you know, we really all should have our own PPS number.
Why should, and that's exactly how the revenue commissioners feel as well about it, Christine, because, I mean, we've issued statements to us and to other places in the past saying that you can't have a tax code in this day and age that doesn't allow everybody to be an individual and stand on their own two feet. You can't have, certainly can't have women's affairs being attached to their spouse as if they were some kind of secondary citizen. But that's exactly what they've gone and done to you again.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it smacks of Philip of the old days when you went into the bank, you couldn't get a loan unless you had your husband with you, you know.
Yeah.
Now, they're able to give, they're able to allow us vote on our own, like, hello. And we're an individual when it comes to voting, but not when we get our PPS number, we're tagged to our husbands with a W. So I just thought, you know, and they didn't explain as to why some were getting changed and others weren't. I think I heard somewhere that it was anybody who was married before 1979.
Yes.
Was tagged to their husband. So that means there's an age thing there.
So it's ageist and sexist. Oh.
Yeah.
They're pushing all the wrong buttons with you, aren't they? But did they not give you any explanation as to why some people but not others?
No. No, like he didn't know. The chap didn't know.
Okay, so that was a kind of making it up as I'm going along here.
Yeah, it just irked me always that I was tagged to my husband's number.
You know, did you take your husband's name when you got?
The only good thing about it, Philip, is that when you were going to wherever and you needed your PPS number, he always knew it off by heart. I didn't, and I'd say to him, "What's our PPS number?" And I just had to add the W, and I was away.
Did you take your husband's name when you got married?
I did, because I did. I mean, there wasn't the same emphasis on keeping your own name in those days, to be honest with you, Philip.
Now.
I'm sure some people did, but I mean, it never dawned on me even to do it, you know. So I was happy enough to take the name without thinking about it too much, you know. I wasn't thinking of my future down the road and being tied to him forever with the name and the number.
I know, but you're married, nearly 40 years now?
37, maybe 38, coming up 38. So I presume women, there are women out there like myself who are married all those years and they're not going to get the number changed either, whether they want to or not. Now, there's something about if after 79 you could actually apply to have your number changed. You could apply, but that doesn't apply to somebody like me. I don't think I can apply.
Will you get back onto the revenue about this, though, and find
out? I will,
out?
Actually.
Because that's really, really, frankly, very puzzling.
Yeah,
this
it
was
is.
The opportunity to sort everything out, start afresh. Everybody is a number, unfortunately, but a number in their own right, except you.
You're an individual. The thing is, I suppose, Philip, like when I got the letter for the new card, I did think, you know, it'd be nice to have my own number. But then when I didn't get it, and then I made the inquiry, and then I heard the lady last Friday. And I thought, that was what made me then email you. So
do please, we'll make some inquiries as well, but do please see if there is an explanation.
I'll find out, and I'll get back to you, or I'll email you on it or whatever.
And is it ageism, is it sexism, or is it just anti-Christinism?
Or is it ageism, or laziness, or maybe it's coming down the line and they don't know it themselves.
No, there's other people who have been sorted out and their numbers have been changed. When did you do this?
It's about a month ago.
All right, okay. There are people who got new numbers 3 months ago, that's not an explanation.
I had the card about probably 3 weeks or something, and then they activated it there recently.
Stay in touch, Christine. Thank you very much.
Okay, Philip.